Hi, I'm Zach, and I'm not feeling that great today, but our sound guy did tell me that I sound okay, but I'm just not so sure. I wish he would have told me the truth, because you know, telling the truth is a big part of what our story's about today. So let's listen in as the search for truth gets a little more difficult down Gilead Lane.
Hello?
You're on the right track.
Excuse me?
Keep looking at Monica Richter. She'll lead you to the story you're looking for.
What? Who are you?
A friend.
Oh, really? A friend of whom?
We've sent you a lead. Follow it. You won't be sorry. It'll be the story of your life.
Wait a minute. Hello? Who is this? Hello? The story of my life? What's this doing here? Mr. Harper?
Hey, good morning, Janet. Nice day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Have you been out here long?
All morning. Trying to get caught up on the yard work before it rains again.
Looks like you've got your work cut out for you.
Good thing I'm retired.
I have a big envelope here. It's addressed to me, but no one rang the bell this morning.
Well, that's odd.
It is. Did you see anyone?
No, not a soul. Quiet as a church on Thursday.
Okay. Well, thanks.
I'll keep an eye out for you, though. Let you know if I see anything.
Thank you. Story of a lifetime. Monica Richter. Can't wait to see what's in here.
So, what do you think? Blue or purple? It's a bathing suit. What's it matter? The purple matches your eyes.
My eyes? My eyes aren't purple.
I know, but I've already told you which one I like, so I thought I'd shake things up a bit.
Nice one, Hope.
Okay, the purple it is. Let me go pay for it, and then we can go.
Okay. Oh, that's cute.
So, what are you gonna do today?
Oh, well, Becca said something about trying some new project.
What's that mean?
I have no idea, but I guess I'll find out when I get there.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, could be.
So, guess what I saw back at the register?
What?
These little cards. I took one.
Huh. Were they free or something?
Yep. Peace of Heaven has a little rack full of these at every register.
It looks just like the big signs all over town.
Yeah, it does, and all of them say something different.
Yeah, this one's about talking. Let your words always lift another's heart and make them feel better for having spoken to you. Huh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, not too bad. Weird, though. Some of those signs have had really strange things on them.
Like what?
Oh, well, I saw one the other day that was about all paths leading to the ultimate peaceful reunion or something. It was really weird.
Well, this one's nice. I'm going to put it in my purse as a reminder. I think it would be nice to always leave someone feeling better that they've spoken to you.
Hmm. Right.
And that's all through the Proverbs. All those verses about controlling your tongue and the wise man being careful what he says.
Well, that's true. There are a lot of verses about watching your tongue.
Your rudder!
Right. Rudder is steering the ship. Very good, Hope. Now let's get ourselves steered to the Richter's so I can get to the Taylor's.
Remember, if you need anything, to call me at Becca's. I'll be back to pick you up later.
Okay.
Hey, Maya.
Hey, Brooke.
Thanks, Brooke. See you later.
See ya. Have fun, girls.
Bye. Hey, Maya, did you do something new with your hair? It looks different.
Yeah, I did. It's the latest style, they said.
It is? Is it crooked? It looks all weird in the back.
Yes. It's supposed to lengthen my face. They said everyone's gonna have it. What do you think?
I think it's weird. I wouldn't do that with my hair.
Really? It's weird?
Yeah.
Haley, do you think it's weird?
Well, I think that it looks much better on you than it would on me. And it does lengthen your face.
Oh, Haley, thank you.
You always look nice, Maya. No matter what you're wearing or your hair or makeup, you always look like you're perfect. It's one of the things I really like about you.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. no matter what your hair looks like, Maya, you look nice.
Well, thank you, Haley. I appreciate it. Now, what's in the bag?
Oh, I got a new bathing suit.
Awesome. Come upstairs and put it on and we'll head out to the pool.
What are you doing? Her hair looks horrible.
Let your words always lift someone's heart.
But Haley...
And make them feel better for having spoken to you.
Are you guys coming?
Sure, we're right behind you.
So what you want is a backup of all these files on the A server?
That's it. And when you're done with that, I need you to input some data using that new system we just put into place. I want you to test it out and see if we need to work on any bugs.
All right, sounds good.
Hello, piece of heaven. This is Scott. How can I help you? Justin Morrison? Yes, he is. Hold on one moment. Justin, hey, line one's for you.
Thanks. Hello, this is Justin.
Justin, it's Janet Gray.
Oh, yeah. Hi. How are you?
Listen, I know I said I wouldn't call you while you're at work, but I have a really urgent question for you. Do you have a minute?
Yes, a few.
Good. I'll make it fast. I got a call this morning from someone who left me a tip on the story.
Okay.
It wasn't you?
No, I would have told you if that was the case.
Well, I figured, but whoever it was left an envelope full of paperwork at my house.
Your house? Really?
Yeah. Do you have any idea who could have done this?
No, I don't, but I'll see what I can find out and I'll let you know.
Well, keep your ears open and keep yourself safe. Someone there knows enough to get me information. That means you need to be careful because they may know you gave me information.
I understand that, yes. You, do the same and keep me in the loop as you can.
Okay, so let's find out what's in this magical mystery envelope. What's this? Receipts. And, These names match the ones Justin gave me. And statements? Bank statements. Oh, wow, this is huge. This could be the biggest story of my career.
So, Maya, where is everyone? Are you the only one at home?
No, Dad's upstairs.
In the middle of the day?
Yeah, he's been working from home a lot more lately.
Really? Is everything okay?
Hey, guys, watch this!
That's awesome, Hope! You're getting better at that. Keep practicing.
Okay.
So, is everything okay?
I don't know. It's all weird. I don't know if it's because we're older or what, but things seem strange.
Like how?
Well, Caleb's always off emailing Carrie or talking to her on the phone or something. Well, if he's not working. And that's where he is right now. He's at the store.
Oh, I get that. It was weird when Justin came home and started working. It's like he's here, but at the same time he's not.
And Tiffany, she's just gone all the time.
She is? Where?
Tiffany's always with that Randy Brodsky guy.
Oh, she is. I thought she didn't like him after the spring ball.
Yeah, well, they're friends now. Maybe more.
More? Like boyfriend and girlfriend?
I don't know. She's pretty serious about it, I think. She's there all the time, and she's always talking about him and his family.
Wow. What do your mom and dad say?
Well, I don't even think they've noticed.
Oh, really?
Mom's into something at work. When she's got a big project or something going on, she doesn't talk a lot, but she works all the time. And that's when Dad starts working from home.
What's she working on?
No idea. But last time she did this for a few weeks, she came home and announced that she was running for mayor.
There's no election coming up, though.
I know. Dad says it's something with the Richter properties, but it'll blow over soon. Hey, Hope, you got that down. Now try it without holding your nose.
No way, I'll get water up my nose.
Not if you blow air out while you have your head under.
Hey, Mom, what's up?
Oh, I've been asked to bake cookies for the shelter and hand them out this evening.
Can I help?
Oh, I'd love that.
So what's he doing now?
Well, I tried a new recipe today, and I'm not sure it worked really well. Look at the cookies. Mm-hmm. They look dark, don't they? I'm trying to cut back on my sampling, so I...
Oh, well, that's easy. Hope and I will just try them out for you.
I was hoping you would say that.
Like we turned down cookies. Ugh. I don't know, Mrs. M. It's not like your regular cookies.
Oh, you don't like them?
Hope, what do you mean? They're great.
They are?
Yes. Look at them. They're, perfectly shaped. And they have an interesting taste. A new ingredient?
Anise.
Oh, yeah. I can taste that. Well, I think they're a great try for new cookies.
You think I should do these for the shelter?
Sure. Who doesn't love cookies? Go for it, Mom.
Okay, if you say so.
I'm going upstairs to change, and then I'll help you.
Me too.
Oh, thanks, girls.
Wow, you were right. Those cookies weren't good.
So why didn't you tell her that? Now she's making tons of them.
Well, I didn't want to hurt her feelings. And it is scary trying a new recipe.
I think it's less scary than you lying all over the place.
What? I am not. It's not lying if you're making someone feel better.
It's not?
No.
Seriously? I've never heard that before.
Well, yeah. I think so. I mean, what's wrong with making someone feel better? Isn't that what God wants us to do? Love people?
I suppose. Mike, you're up early.
Yeah, going to play ball with Vincent this morning. He's busy later, so this is the only time we can meet.
Oh, are you leaving right now then?
Yep, I told him I'd be there by 7:15.
Well, here, take some juice.
Oh, all right, thanks. See you later.
Bye. Wow, busy morning around here. Okay, what's for breakfast? Let's see, toast, cereal, leftover cookies, ugh. The milk.
Morning. Where's Mike?
Oh, he just left. Why?
Oh, Vincent just called. He can't make it.
Well, hey, if you run, you can probably catch him. He just walked out the door. Haley?
Yeah?
Why aren't you running to catch Mike?
Well, he's already up and out the door, and it'll just mess up his morning to come back and not have anything to do. If we let him go, he'll find someone at the park that he can play with, and everything will be fine.
I don't know, Haley.
I do. It'll be fine. Mike will feel much better than he would if he knew Vincent canceled on him. Now, what's for breakfast?
Hey, Caleb, you got any more room in that shelf over there?
Oh, yeah, I got room for a couple boxes. Toss them over.
Coming at you.
Wow, it is early. Too early to be awake in the summer.
Yeah, I know. So, but how's the summer going for you?
All right. Why?
I don't know. It's just kind of different coming home after school, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you did last year, too, so...
Yeah, but, well, even last year wasn't like this.
Meaning?
Well, Tiffany's gone almost all the time now. She's always with that Brodsky kid.
She is?
Yep, and Mom's busy, too. I think this year's been good for me, though. It's been hard, but... I think I've finally started to come to terms with being a Richter.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not always easy, and I've blamed Mom and Tiffany a lot for that. They're always all about being a Richter and everything. Being with Carrie's helped me see them as family instead of just a name.
Huh.
That's hard to explain.
No, I think I get what you're saying. And sometimes it helps to get away from it for a while. I know that I saw Coleraine a lot differently after I went away to school and came back.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably part of it too, but it's good, you know? Ma and I have started praying, and Dad too when he's not busy, and we're talking together, and... Well, it's more family this summer. I don't know, it sounds stupid.
No, it doesn't. I think I get it.
So, we all done here?
Yeah, let's head back to the office and see what Dad wants us to do next.
What are you girls doing up so early?
Oh, the phone rang and woke me up.
Oh. Well, you know, if you girls wouldn't mind, I could use a few things from the store.
Did I hear something about the store? I'll take you.
Aw.
Yay, let's go.
Thanks, honey.
Okay, let's go.
So, what brings you out so early in the morning?
Well, I wanted to tell you that I'm going to go ahead with the story. I think it could be really huge.
So, Monica Richter.
She seems to be at the center of it all, so yeah, I guess so. Isn't it great?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it great. Monica's a person just like anyone else.
What? Yeah, I mean, of course, but think about it, Ben. Voter tampering, maybe even bribery, right here in Coleraine. And I think there's something more. I never expected to have a story like this fall into my lap.
Dad? We're finished stocking the bath salts.
Oh, yes. Hi, Luke. Caleb,
You're doing a story on my family?
Yes, I am. It's something huge, and it's come across my desk in recent weeks, and this morning I just got more information on it.
Huge?
Yes, but Caleb, you can't say anything. The story's not together yet. The research hasn't all come through, and if you break it, it could ruin everything.
Break it? You're worried about me ruining your stupid story?
Stupid? I wouldn't call bribery and tampering with votes stupid.
Are you serious? You have to be kidding me.
No, Caleb, I'm very serious. You can't say anything.
To whom?
To anyone. Well, the story is huge.
This story is my family. Aren't you concerned about that at all?
Look, all I'm doing is telling the truth, Caleb. I'm not making anything up. I have a huge list of evidence. I'm just waiting to find out...
Oh, so it makes it okay to forget that it could destroy somebody's life because it's the truth. Mr. Taylor, I'm not feeling very well. I think I need to go home early.
Caleb, of course. I'm so sorry.
Not your fault at all, Mr. Taylor. Thanks.
Caleb, you want me to come with you?
No thanks, Luke. I'll see you later.
Caleb, Oh, no. You don't think he's gonna tell anyone, do you?
Janet, I think you're missing the point here.
Yeah, big time.
Luke, could you give Janet and me a few minutes?
Sure. Yeah, I'll go check the stock room again.
Janet, this article, it's bigger than just a story.
Yeah, every time I think about it, I think there's a lot more here.
That's not what I meant.
I know, but right now, I have some more research to do. I want to dig a little deeper and see what else is there. I'll catch up with you later, okay?
Okay.
Stuff Mom asked us to get is over here, I think.
So what do we need?
Cumin, paprika, and... Oh, she asked us to pick up a loaf of fresh bread, too.
I can go get the bread.
Okay.
Hey, there's Luke!
Oh, Luke!
Hi!
Hey, guys.
Oh, something wrong?
Yeah, but I don't think I can say anything about it.
Guarding your tongue. Wise man.
Okay.
We were at the shelter, and I heard the cookies were horrible.
And the mayor's wife made them, you said?
What? Yes. They had to throw them away because nobody even wanted them.
No, they couldn't have been that bad.
Well, they were. Can you imagine? The mayor's wife can't even bake cookies.
They're talking about Mom's cookies? Haley, Mom doesn't make bad cookies. What's that all about?
I told you, Haley.
What did you tell Haley?
That the cookies were bad. She just didn't want to hurt Mrs. M's feelings.
Ugh.
That's right. Mom worked hard on those cookies.
Listen, Haley, this whole not saying anything that will hurt someone's feelings is not from the Bible.
What are you talking about?
One of those piece of heaven sign things, you know?
Oh.
But what's wrong with making people feel better?
Nothing, but you still have to tell them the truth. You can't just hide the truth or lie in order to make someone feel better.
Yeah.
That's worse in some instances than hurting people's feelings.
How?
Well, think about Mom. She trusts you, right?
Right.
Were the cookies good?
Not really.
But she trusted you and went ahead and made them anyway.
Yeah.
And now listen to how people are talking about Mom. They think she can't bake cookies at all.
I know.
Ben, did you tell her the truth yesterday?
I didn't lie.
Haley.
I never told her I didn't like them. But I didn't really tell her I did like them either.
Hey, Haley.
Oh, hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm fine. Have you seen the latest?
What?
Check this out.
What? That's Maya!
I know. I snapped a picture of that horrible hair with my cell phone, and I texted it to everyone I know. Isn't it great? She looks so stupid that way.
Oh, no.
Well, I'll see you later, Haley.
Bye, Jessica. Oh, no. Maya's gonna be devastated. And you told her hair looked nice.
Seriously, Haley, now do you see what's wrong here?
Yes. But no! What's the big deal? Do you expect me to just walk up to her and say, Maya, I hate your hair?
Well,
No, you need to be nice about it. Ephesians talks about speaking the truth in love. When you love someone and it's out of concern for them, speaking the truth may hurt, but most of the time people will understand. But it hurts a lot less if people realize it's because you love them.
And truth without love, that's the same kind of thing, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Huh. Speak the truth in love. That's really good. You know the verse?
Ephesians 4 something?
That's good enough. Thanks, Brooke. You're awesome.
Where are you going?
To tell someone the truth in love? About truth in love.
Well, okay. Hope this helps Luke with whatever's going on with him.
Oh, it's not gonna help me. Haley. I've gotta call Maya and talk to Mom.
And maybe should we stop by the park?
The park?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
What happened at the park?
Mike was supposed to meet Vincent, but Vincent called and said he couldn't come.
And you didn't tell Mike?
He was gone already.
Haley.
And I thought it would make him feel bad.
It'll make him feel worse if he thinks something happened to Vincent, or that Vincent just didn't bother to show up. Ugh, come on, let's get the stuff Mom needs and let's go find Mike.
Okay.
I'm sorry it was so hard to track me down today, Luke. My cell phone died and I just couldn't get anywhere near a landline. It was really crazy.
I'm just glad you're okay. We were starting to get worried when Luke couldn't find you anywhere.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't think about anyone worrying. But Luke, you're right. You're absolutely right, and I'm very glad that you brought it to my attention.
It wasn't anything, really.
No, it was. I was getting way too focused on the story and forgetting about the people involved. And I always told myself I wouldn't do that. But once a story gets in your blood, it's hard to pull back.
I bet.
I even spent all day frantically tracking down leads that... Well, never mind. We don't need to discuss that now.
I think it's a good thing this happened.
Very good, especially in light of some of the information that I found out today. I need to find Caleb, though.
I agree. You want me to come with you?
No.
But if you...
This is something I need to do on my own. I'll call you later when I get home.
Good. I don't like the idea of someone knowing where you live while this is going on. And could you please carry your cell phone charger with you from now on, okay?
Okay, promise. And Ben, I'll be fine, don't worry. Night.
Good night.
Oh! Caleb!
Oh, sorry.
I didn't see you there.
Janet, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Caleb just startled me.
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to.
I know. It's all right. I was actually coming to find you.
You were?
I'll leave you two to sort this out on your own, then. If you need anything, either of you, we're inside.
Thanks. Oh, and Mr. Taylor.
Yeah?
I'm sorry that I was disrespectful this morning. I didn't mean to be. You know, when I left.
I understand, Caleb. It's all right.
Thanks.
So, Caleb, I was looking for you so that I could apologize.
What? To me?
Yes. I let my nose for the story get in the way of people and their feelings, and I'm really sorry about that.
It's all right.
No, it's really not, but thank you. I'm not going to let that cloud my vision again. So I'd like to talk to you about the story, if that's all right.
Okay, but Miss Gray, you need to know that I do understand. You were right back there when you said it's the truth. If my mom really did do those things, well, then the truth needs to come out, and I know that.
But it still needs to be respectful, honest, and thoroughly researched first. Truth shared in love. Someone reminded me of that tonight, and it helped me look at some things more clearly. You'll see some things I might have missed before in my excitement. There's a lot of evidence.
Is that it? In that folder?
This is a copy of all the evidence I have, and I'd like to give it to you.
To me? For what?
To do whatever you want with. Give it to your mom. Show your parents. Break the story if you want.
You're not going to break it yourself?
Well, I was going to, but I think there might be some more to it. A bigger story behind it. I'm going to keep researching.
Well, thank you.
But you need to know, Caleb. The other news outlets in the area, they might break it. A lot of this evidence came to me in an anonymous tip, and I don't know if they've contacted anyone else with the information.
Well, like I said earlier, the truth has to come out. If Mom did do some of those things, then there will be consequences. They won't be pretty, but it has to happen.
Truth and love.
Yeah. It's hard, though.
I know it is. I'll be praying for you and your family.
Thank you. I think we're going to need it now more than ever.
Good evening, Coleraine. This is Hale Clark. Tonight's top story is one of alleged bribery that involves a former mayoral candidate right here in Coleraine. Monica Richter is currently under investigation for alleged bribery of city council members. News 6 is tracking down the story, but here's what we know right now. In an investigation of Monica Richter's public business records, several former city council members received sizable monetary gifts from Richter Properties just before voting on a controversial rezoning ordinance. It's important to mention that most of those same former city council members have left town and have thus been unavailable for comment. Stay with us as News 6 follows this breaking story.
Thanks, Hale Clark. Oh, maybe if I clear my throat a little bit. That's better.
Thanks, Hale Clark.
You know, I've often thought about being a TV news reporter. I think I have the voice for it, but man, trying to report the news these days has got to be hard. Janet Gray sure found that out. Telling the truth is important, but the truth has to be connected with caring about other people to help them. In the Bible, in the book of Ephesians, Paul the writer tells Christians about how to work together in Christ. He says, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love." Later on, he reminds us that our talk should be helpful for building each other up according to our needs, that it will be beneficial for those who listen. Now, loving doesn't mean just telling people what they want to hear. That doesn't help them. You help people by telling them the truth, so that things can get better in their lives. That's a lot harder to do than what Haley was trying to do, but I think she is starting to get the hang of it. Do you ever have trouble keeping all the principles of the Bible straight? Do you ever struggle with some of the stuff in there that you just don't understand? Well, God tells us to really hear from Him and to understand what He wants us to do, we have to be getting His Word, the Bible, into our heads. We can only do that by reading it. Now, to help you with that, we publish a daily devotional book just for you that helps to make the Bible practical for your everyday life. It's called Keys for Kids, and I'd really encourage you guys to check it out. To order your copy or subscribe for a whole year, just go to shopcbh.org or give us a call at 888-224-2324. Ask for Keys for Kids, and it will be delivered right to your door. Today's episode, Can You Handle the Truth?, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell, directed by Steve O'Dell, with sound recording by Roy Wallace, sound design by Joe Carroll, and additional recording by Rob Gunling. John Campbell provided the musical score, and Terry Ritchie is the executive producer. And I'm Zach. I'm feeling a little bit better, but I still think I'm going to get some chicken soup and take a nap. We'll see you next time. Down Gilead Lane.